Continuing with Du'a al-Kumail, let's look today at the verse, verse 19 actually. Allahumma inni as'aluka su'ala khadi'in mutadhallilin khashi'. O Allah, indeed I ask you with the asking of a submissive, humble, and awe-stricken person. أن تسامحني وترحمني, so that you may treat me with forbearance and have mercy on me. وتجعلني بقسمك راضيا قانعا, and to make me satisfied and content. وفي جميع الأحوال متواضعة, and to be humble in every state. Let's look at the concept of submission. You know, in Surah Al-Hajj, Surah number 22, Ayah 34, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ, your God is one God. فَلَهُ أَسْلِمُ, and therefore to Him should you submit. So what is this submission? Now, the word Islam comes from the Arabic word Salama, which means peace or obedience or submission. And taslim is to submit oneself totally to Allah. Now, it's not a passive sense. It's a positive act of committing oneself to bring one's attitude, one's likes, one's dislikes, and one's behavior in harmony with the will of Allah. When I ask Him here, when I say, إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ سُؤَالَ خَاذِئٍ مُتَذَلِّلٍ خَاشِئٍ, I ask you that with the asking of someone who is submissive, who is abased, who is humble, and who is awe-stricken, you know, who is absolutely conscious of you. I am saying that I am committing myself in bringing my attitudes, my likes, my dislikes, my behavior in harmony with your will. In simple word, it means to adopt Islam as a way of life, obeying the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not disobeying Him in words, actions, or thoughts. Submission, this sort of submission can only come with knowledge, because knowledge is what makes one aware of what is, in simplistic terms, what is wajib, what is haram, what is mustahab, what is makruh, what is jaiz. How to be able to follow the instructions that will make me reach my full potential. And when we worship without knowledge, we end up receiving more harm than benefit. How many times has one who worships tired himself out in worshipping whilst persistently committing a sin? You know, there's a beautiful saying in Hadith Qudsi. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where He says, my abd, the one who is connected to me, draws nearer to me with nothing more pleasing than that which I have made wajib on him or her, and then continues to draw near me with mustahabat, the recommended, until I love him or her. And when I love him or her, I become his hearing when he hears, his sight when he sees. Should he or she ask me, I shall grant their request. Shall he or she ask me for protection, I shall surely protect him. So this dua, this submission, is not only for once a week on a Thursday, or thrice a day, or five times a day, or for 1 month, or fasting, or in the odd attendance of the masjid. Allah wants the complete one of us. And look what we're saying. When we ask with that sort of submission, we're asking Him for forbearance, and we're asking Him for mercy. We're asking Him for contentment, and we're asking Him to be humble in all states. That's what we want. And remember, when we ask, it doesn't automatically come. It means that we are planning towards it. And we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help in it. Now, the forbearance is in actual fact clemency. We're asking for that in respect to our sins and shortcomings. As far as rahmah goes, we're asking that so that we are able to be guided. And then when we say, after those two, وَتَجْعَلَنِي بِقِسْمِكَ رَاضِيًا, we mean we want to be content. When we say content, it means we want to be able to have tried our best and then handed it over to Him and then not complain. There's a wonderful hadith of Imam Ali al-Islam where he says, I sought richness but did not find it except in contentment. and so it behoves you to be contented and feel enriched. I sought for glory and position, but did not find them except in knowledge, and it behoves you to acquire knowledge, and it will secure you glory and position in both the worlds. I sought to obtain nobility. I couldn't find it, except by fearing Allah, being God-conscious. Therefore, be God-conscious to become noble. I sought for tranquility and found it in abandoning, mingling with people. Therefore, leave the worldly people and you will obtain tranquility. Remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, contentment is a treasure which does not exhaust. And finally, the last thing we're asking is, وَفِي جَمِيعِ الْأَحْوَالِ مُتَوَاضِيَةً. Well, we're literally saying that in all circumstances, Ya Allah, in all states, I wish to be humble. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, تَعْرَفُ أَشْيَا بِأَجْدَادِهَا. You will understand something when you look at its opposite. When I say I want to be humble in all states, that means I do not ever want to have kibr or pride. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, never can the person who possesses a speck of pride inside his heart enter Jannah. Kibr is when a person feels a sense of superiority, sort of behaves high-handedly with others, and it shows in actions, and it's easily noticed by others. There are quite a lot of levels of kibr. The worst sort of kibr or pride is that towards Allah and His commands. It's where when we challenge Allah's authority and we claim we know better. I'll give a very, very crude example. When one goes out and there's not enough time to go home to pray Salah, we avoid doing so in public for fear of being ridiculed. That's really pride. The second sort of pride is where we have pride towards humanity. And when we think that we possess some kind of excellence, better than more, and we make others feel inferior, this is what it's about. And remember, pride comes before a fall. Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam has said that there is no person who doesn't have a harness to his head. Whenever he has kibr, whenever they are proud, an angel says, be humble, lest Allah should disgrace you. Thus in his eyes he may be the greatest of human beings, whereas in the eyes of the people he is the smallest of creatures. But when one is humble and modest, Allah removes the harness from the head, and an angel says, elevate yourself, for Allah is elevating you. Thus he or she may be the smallest of persons in his or her own eyes, while the most elevated and noble in the eyes of others. And possibly the most effective way to become humble in every state, to remove pride, to remove qibr, is to remember death as often as possible. Imam Ali alayhi salam used to announce in the masjid, equip yourself and be ready, for your departure has already been announced. Inshallah, we will continue with Dua al-Kumail.